artificial intelligence. Supercomputers will achieve one human brain capacity by 2010, and personal computers will do so by about 2020. By the 2030s, the non-biological portion of our intelligence will predominate. Ray Kurzweil, The Age of Spiritual Machines. Do computers know? Can artificial intelligence reproduce mind or spirit? In Douglas Adams' zany novel, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Deep Thought, the second greatest computer of all time and space, has been assigned the job of calculating the answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. The computer ponders for 7.5 million years and then announces the answer, 42. In response to general disappointment, Deep Thought replies, "The problem, to be quite honest with you, is that you've never actually known what the question is." Deep Thought then offers to design an even greater computer called Earth, which incorporates living beings. Earth will determine the question to which 42 is the answer. The question, when finally proposed, is, "What do you get if you multiply 6 by 9? 6 by 9. 42. That's it. That's all there is." Will advanced computers eventually do better than arithmetic-challenged Earth, as Daniel Dennett hopes? Can they become spiritual machines that approximate the human mind, as artificial intelligence guru Ray Kurzweil has predicted? Will they be able to understand, or more probably, eliminate spirituality as a concept? "Did you know," he said at last, "that it's possible to scan every neural net in a human brain and produce an exact duplicate of the subject's mind inside a computer? What would you say if I told you that my brain had been scanned and duplicated?" Robert J. Sawyer, The Terminal Experiment. Philosopher of mind John Searle recounts that, in the closing decades of the 20th century, many thinkers were utterly convinced that a computer that thinks like a human being was quite possible. After all, the human brain was thought to be a computer. He recalls, "I cannot exaggerate the excitement that this idea generated, because it gave us at long last not just a solution to the philosophical problems that beset us, but it gave us a research program. We can study the mind, we can find out how the mind really works by discovering which programs are implemented in the brain.